Let's see if we can now suspend time as we move into a meditation and channel from Kryon. I invite you to suspend time with me now and move into a timelessness where your complete focus is feeling into a moment of gratitude that you have. In this moment, my gratitude is that our circle of 12 family have come together, helping each other with whatever issues we are facing in this moment. I have such gratitude that I have a family loving, supporting, accepting all of who I am. And let us extend that wave of love, support, and acceptance to the rest of our brothers and sisters facing whatever challenges they are going through in their moment. And let that wave of love, support, and gratitude filter out in a beautiful infinity loop that comes back to you as it is being acknowledged at a soul level of how your magnificence is feeding in and supporting the magnificence of every other precious soul that is currently living through these extraordinary transitional times on our beautiful planet. And now with gratitude, we sit back and enjoy the message coming through from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. I've told you so many times, if this is the first time you've seen channeling, it may surprise you to know that we, that energy from the other side of the veil that speaks to you now, is fully cognizant of you. Every single soul who is watching this is known by God, known and loved by God. That is the premise since the beginning of all of the channelings. We approach every single channel with the idea that this might be your first time. And so there often is a review. This particular series that we are doing now in this healing time, this healing circle, has to do with the attributes of catalytic energy to healing. In other words, an energy that would then push on the potential of healing. Something perhaps that would happen which would open a door that wasn't there before for healing. The healing that we speak of is multifaceted. If you're in fear and you walk around in fear, and perhaps you have for a long time, and there's many things to fear, it would be a healing, would it not, if you found a way not to be afraid. That would be a healing. If you're anxious about all things in your culture, in your world, in your family, if you are always anxious and you have trouble sleeping, if you found a way to negate that and make it so much better and be peaceful, that would be a healing. And then you go to that which you would commonly think of as healing. Is there a disease? Or there are aches and pains, or there's something there that shouldn't be there. Whatever it is, even if it has no name, if you could eliminate that, that's a healing. And so these are the issues that we speak of in this series. Are there things that would pave the road, you might say, open a door, you might say, for those kinds of healings? The answer is yes. We've already given you two of them. I'm going to review the first one because this third one relates to it. Now, I'll identify this third one in just a moment. Let us review that your body, that 4D body of yours, is mostly made up of chemical reactions. And those chemical reactions are perhaps triggered by the electronic signals from your brain. But what I am talking about is you are mostly chemical. And we talked about that in the first of this series. Now, if you are listening to this and did not hear the first channel, you can find it. These are all presented together for free as a series. If you are a member of this portal, you can also find it. So this is the third one. The first one talked about that which is perhaps confusing for many of you, and that was, it enters into the cognizing or the belief of all of this, that chemistry is part of what causes all things, whether it's fear or anxiety. It also is the measure of how long you will live. And so we said that anything that you can do to change the chemistry of your own four-dimensional body, not an esoteric body, just the four-dimensional, we're talking about the reality that you experience chemically, anything you can do to improve the chemistry paves the road for healing. I think about the history of your medicine. When they realized all of the chemical reactions that go to making things work in your body, when they saw that, the first way of healing was allopathic. If they can alter the chemistry, if they can push and pull this chemical so perhaps it won't go over here or do these things, that would then be some kind of healing. And that is what major medicine still does today. The allopathicness, the reactions that they get, that has been what you grew up with and you're used to. We spoke of the homeopathy many times in the past. It's an idea that a tincture, which is also a chemical, would send a signal instead of getting a reaction. And that signal then would be accepted by the innate. That signal would be instructions to heal. But it's still chemical, isn't it? So back to the premise. If you could change the chemistry of your body, you won't have created the chemistry of anxiety or the chemistry of fear or worse. You would not have a chemistry which shortens your life. Because fear and anxiety will shorten your life. Well, there is something that will change the chemistry that has been proven to change the chemistry. In the first series of this, we had the parable of woe, who found out that he could take charge of his own cellular structure and he could steer his ship into safe places. That was in the first one. It had to do with your control, which many of you don't even think you have. So this third one is also you controlling your chemistry, but through a completely separate perception. And now I'll give the word, and then I'm going to tell you about the research. And the word is laughter. Laughter. How many of you who have had a stressful situation found it dissolved, even if it's temporarily, by laughter? Perhaps it's even unexpected laughter. You tune in perhaps to a program that really is funny, and you find yourself laughing and laughing, and just for those moments, do you realize that you're in that very interesting perception where your body chemically is altered, just while you're laughing, is altered, because the anxiety is gone for those moments. Did you realize that? I think most of you are realizing that laughter seems to then suppress fear and anxiety. And so many will turn to laughter in the programs that they watch and all of these things for an escape, and it works. But you don't want something temporary, do you? There is research, good research, that shows that the chemistry of the body is altered by laughing. And the fun part of this is what follows. Have you ever heard of laughter yoga? Here is an exercise by those like you who understand what I am talking about now, where groups of people will get together and laugh. And you would say, well, what is the stimulus to make them laugh? There's got to be some jokes. There has to be some situations. They've got to talk about something funny to get it going. And the answer is, no, they don't. And this was another discovery. If they all simply started laughing at nothing, and you'll say, well, you can't do that. Yes, you can. You can pretend. But when you start laughing, even though there wasn't anything funny around, something happens. Your body starts to generate a new chemistry of funny. And others around you will start laughing at you, and you with them, without a joke, without a situation. And all of you will be laughing, and you can do it for a very long time. And then you're laughing at one another, and you're laughing at the situation, because your chemistry starts changing. That's a fact. What has happened since then is it's not necessarily simply relegated to yoga laughter. Mainstream has discovered it as well. There is a lineage of videos that started as long as a decade ago that has the same theme. And the theme is a man laughing on a train, or a yoga master entering the subway who is going to laugh and chuckle. And in that, he has everyone else laughing on the train within a few minutes. Now, how many of you ride a subway? And how much fun is that? Are the people laughing? You don't know them. The answer is no. You have all kinds of people with all kinds of problems, and you're in the subway. Can you imagine one person starts laughing, and then within a few minutes, they're all laughing? And as the other ones laugh, more laugh. And the whole subway or train car ends up hysterically laughing. Proven. And it's all over what you call your media, your tube media. And you can watch various degrees of production. In fact, even commercials. One manufacturer of a product decide it would suit them to do this and show it as a commercial. This is known. Laughter is infectious. If you laugh, your chemistry starts to change. If you make it something you'll do often and reasons for it, perhaps you'll laugh with the joy of your magnificence. Can you do that? Or the love that you feel, can you do that? If you begin to laugh on a regular basis, dear ones, laughter and joy will change your chemistry, and it paves a road for you to see a light you never saw before. It helps you cross the bridge when we get there into the circle of 12. Laughter is number 3. It's real. It's in 4D. It's not hard. And it works. That's the message of today. It is an actual, scientifically proven fact that your laughter changes your chemistry. And you know it, and you felt it. Because that then relieves you of the fear and the anxiety when you do this. Why not do it on a regular basis? Why not have it be that which you do every day? Why not be someone who's known to laugh? These things that I give you are very real. If you want a healing today, why don't you start with this one? And so it is.